Hello, y'all. How's it going? It's me, Coach MJ. I'll change my name. Welcome to the 30-day plan call. I am your hostess with the mostest, Coach MJ. I usually do these on Sunday, and we're just like, what would happen if we did it random? It's Thursday, right? Thursday afternoon. We're about to find out, aren't we? All right. I am Coach MJ. There's not that many of you on here. We'll just have us a big old time. Gonna be fun. Gonna be fun. In the chat and the Q&A, we have got the amazing coach Lizzie. Let's see if we can get her pulled up. Here she is. All right. For those of you who do not know who I am Coach MJ. I am You know what? It's still up in the air what I am. I'm the director of the member journey. Basically, it's my job to make sure you have everything you need to lose weight. That's my job. My whole ass job is to make sure you lose weight. Whole ass job. And Coach Lizzie is here with us. She is one of our amazing no BS coaches. And she always types in all caps. Anytime you come on any live training or Q&A or coaching with us, our team always types in all caps so that you can see who we are, what we're saying, and you know that it's coming from authority. So I want to know from anyone on this call. Oh, a couple other things. You can click show captions on the bottom or your CC button, and you can get closed captioning. You can just read along as you go through if you want to. I think that's it. Okay. There's also a reactions button on the bottom of your screen or in the menu, depending on what device you're looking at. Anyway, it says reactions. If you have been here less than 2 weeks, give me a thumbs up or a heart or a something, and let me know. Let me know. If you just got here in the last couple of weeks, welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, a heart. I love it. Y'all are figuring it out. All right. And then if this is your first live training with no BS, do we have any newbies on here that are new to this? Oh, good. Welcome. All right. On these calls, you cannot be seen or heard. It is just me. Feels like I'm talking to myself, but I'm not really talking to myself. I'm talking to y'all, but it does feel very much like I'm just talking to a screen. But I see y'all are here. Welcome. Yes. Oh, thank you. I just noticed. I'll tell you about Coach Kathy. You know what? I'm wearing the no BS uniform as well. My romper. I got it in blue. I need to have it. I wore this on a call. Everybody loved it. People been ordering it from the Amazon. And then now it's been, it's the unofficial no BS uniform. People have been wearing it. Make sure that your chat is set to everyone. Coach Kathy update for those of you that have missed hearing from Coach Kathy, hearing an update. She is doing well. She had breast cancer and they think they got it all. And she is at home recovering. A little sore, but she'll be back. She's gonna be back stronger than ever, better than ever. And yeah, they think they got it all. So that is great, no BS news. But I will tell you, she had a mammogram last year. I'm not speaking out of turn. I mean, she would want me to tell you this. And within that year, she found the breast cancer. So she went last year for her regular exam. This year she went back and there was already a spot on her breast. And so make sure you are getting your mammograms because her cancer literally was like, just take it out. A lumpectomy, they took a couple lymph nodes and they got it all. And so it is very, 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 very important to get your mammograms. And Coach Kathy would tell you the same. She would tell you exactly the same thing. All right, so what are we doing on this call? This is your 30-day plan call. We do these a couple of times a month. And the reason we do it is to help you get set up for success in no BS. We want you to connect with people in the chat. We want you to meet one of our coaches. Coach Lizzie is the coach today. We want to help you figure out when you're going to plan, how you're going to plan, how you're going to get through the content, settle your nerves a little bit. And anybody can come to this. If anybody in the membership can come to these 30-day plan calls, seriously, sometimes we just all need to be surrounded by new members. And you need a swift kick in the ass to get yourself in gear. And I will also say this. I just got off a call with our content creator. Y'all, every day is a good day to be an OBS woman. There is never a day that it's not a good day to be an OBS woman. We have so many things coming up for y'all. I am telling you, it's about to be on. I am so excited about everything that we are working on to help you lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. So just hang on to your hats, ladies. It's coming. Woo, lots going on. So, oh, thank you, Sheila. Sometimes they just need to hear my voice. Things your husband would never say. Sometimes I just need to hear your voice. All right. I know it does keep getting better and better. So good. That was funny. Yeah, he ain't saying that. All right. So there is. Oh, good, Kristen. Kristen just got back from a 2-week vacation. That's good. She's ready to get her ass back in gear. So there is a workbooky thing. We're not going to go through the workbook. The little, is it called a workbook? Lizzie, what's it called exactly? It's just a little planner thing that you can fill out. It talks a lot about getting into action, your 30-day success plan. Yes. She's going to put the link in the chat for you. If you are somewhere where you can't download it or you haven't downloaded it or you haven't printed it, no worries. There's plenty of time. Just like everything in OBS, it never goes away. We don't take shit away from you. Like if you don't finish something in a certain time, we ain't taking it away from you. You can go back anytime you want to and do it. Last time I didn't use my PowerPoint. I'm not going to use my PowerPoint again this time. We're just going to kind of talk with one another. We're going to go through a few things, and then I can answer a ton of questions for you. So at NoBS, we do things a little bit differently than a lot of other places. So we want you to take very small steps in the beginning. So we have all been on those diets where you got to, like, we've all had the family meeting. Y'all, starting on Monday, we're going to be vegetarian. We are no longer going to eat meat. Everybody needs to get on board. I'm going to get rid of all the meat products this evening and this weekend. And starting on Monday, you know, because it's always on Monday, or maybe at this point it will be starting on the 1st of September, things about to get real. We're going to get serious. Time to buckle down and take control of our lives, right? Like we've all had that conversation. I know I have more than one time. That's probably why my husband does not want to hear my voice. But in NoBS, we do things a lot differently. We know that when you make a ton of changes at first, we've done it all, right? It'll stick for a little bit until your brain is broke from trying to change everything at once. Finally, you're like, I have to do all of this or I'm never going to lose my weight. You do all of that for a little while. And then you get so frustrated when you make one mistake, you just throw in the towel. You're like, fuck it. But NoBS is different. We know that the easier you make change, the easier it is to sustain that change. And that is actually where motivation is coming from. Motivation always follows action. So once you take action, you want to take another. You're like, oh, wasn't that hard? I'm going to do a little something else. Oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then that is where the momentum, the motivation, all that stuff comes from, taking small, doable steps. Because here's what we know about the word doable. You're going to hear doable food plan in OBS. You're going to hear doable hunger. When it is doable, it means you do it. If you notice that you are really struggling to follow your plan, look at your plan. Is it actually doable, or is it what you think you should be eating to lose weight? 9 times out of 10, if you're not doing it, it's just something you think you need to put on your plan in order to lose weight. We want you to start right where you are. It's time to get real honest with yourself. If you're going through the drive-thru at McDonald's every single day, I want you writing it down. I want you on purpose planning for it and eating that thing. And you're like, but MJ, you can't lose weight like that. Here's what I know. You plan a Big Mac and a large fry and always a Diet Coke. Am I right? Everybody getting a Diet Coke over at the McDonald's. You plan that every day. You used to plan a milkshake, but you know their ice cream machines broke every day. Like, it's never going to be fixed. It's a conspiracy, and we all know that McDonald's got something going on. I don't know what's going on with them. But anyway, it's never working. So you pull into McDonald's, and you realize the ice cream machine is fixed. What? Oh, my God. It's finally fixed. I could get a McFlurry, but you didn't plan a McFlurry. You plan a Big Mac and a large fry and a Diet Coke. Now you got a decision to make. You, in the past, without a plan, you would have just said, fuck it, I'm getting the McFlurry too. Damn it. But now that you're an obese woman and you are planning, you're like, do I really need that McFlurry? I am having a Big Mac and a large fry and a Diet Coke. Is that okay? Maybe tomorrow I'll put the McFlurry on my plan. And if it is still working, I'll get the McFlurry tomorrow. And then you're like, you know what? I think I can do that. You just saved yourself a McFlurry. That is how you lose weight in no BS. When you do that and you feel that little bit of dopamine hit from pride in yourself and all that other kind of stuff, eventually you'll be like, you know what? Now I'm working on that doable hunger thing. I think that large fry, I think that takes me to full instead of just like enough. Wonder if I could get a medium fry and a Big Mac and a Diet Coke. And then you do that. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I think that was maybe, you know what? This week I'm switching to a quarter pounder. A quarter pounder, a medium fry and a Diet Coke. Do you see those little level ups? When you start to realize those little tiny changes really don't hurt that much and you're not really missing it. That is how you lose weight, planning what you want to eat. All right? That is how we do things here at No BS. And at No BS, you don't do it by yourself either. So you've got a team of life and weight loss coaches to support you, just like Lizzie. Okay? We only hire no BS women. We do not hire somebody who has not, like, been through no BS. We just don't. We want our coaches to know what it feels like to be in your shoes, and they do. They know this membership, these tools, these worksheets, these bonus courses, the no BS course, like they know their own name. They know it better than they know themselves, and they are the exact right people to help guide you through. And here's what I'm going to challenge you. I know weight loss for so long has just been like a solo activity, or you and your friend losing it together, going on like Atkins or whatever together. And neither one of y'all really knew the answer. Y'all just would Google shit. We are now your Google, and you're not by yourself. You can get the answer from a voice of authority inside of No BS. And you've never had that before, period. The other thing, if you are new here and you just joined, if you're in your first 30-day period, this No BS unofficial uniform stretches. And so I need to tighten the straps. It's driving me nuts. If you just joined in the last 30 days, in your first month, We give you the opportunity to hop on a Zoom call just like this, except for you'll be able to be seen, but you don't have to be seen. You turn your camera off and you can just talk to the coach. It looked like a little Brady Bunch square. No more than 4 people per call. You can schedule your transfer. They're called transformation calls. Anytime in your first 3 times within your first 30 days of membership. That is to take you through the website, help you figure out where to find help, help you answer all your questions as you start making your plan. And you're like, I don't know what am I doing? Like, I'm not following it. How can I increase my water? Like all those questions they can answer for you to make sure that your first 30 days, you are on the right track. That's what they're there for. They're included in your membership. They're included. It's just a benefit of being a badass, no BS woman. Take advantage of them. There's a couple of places you can find the link. You'll be getting the link in your email, like they're in little PSs in your onboarding email, as well as if you go to nobswoman.com, our membership website, in the quick start, it'll say schedule your new member onboarding. That is where you click. The link is right there. You can go get it anytime you want to right off the website. 3 times in your first month. If you need to go and visit with them 3 times in 1 week, you're like, girl, I'm having a bad week. It needs to be all 3 in 1 week. Come on over and let us help you. The schedule is there for you. It is in your own time zone. So when you pull it up, it'll be available times in your time zone. And you just go ahead and schedule. If you don't find a time that works for you, you can email us at support@pnptribe.com and we will help you. If you're on the website, the very bottom of every single page on that website says questions. Little blue mark at the bottom. It says questions. Click there and that will email support for you. And they will, the coach will get back in touch with you. Find a time that works for you. That's really very important as you get set up and you get started and all the things. Slow. There's no slow starter. Who decides who's slow? Nobody's a slow starter. You're a starter. This is literally at your own pace. It's at your own pace. I mean, like, there's no other way to say it. There's just no other way to say it. There is no right or wrong way. Listen, everybody learns differently. Everybody. Some people have to listen to something 2 and 3 times to really like, they love to like, you know, get after it. Some people love to just, you know, take everything and like, just like that. That was me when I joined. So if you're in NoBS, we have 3 types of NoBS women. There is we call them the bottom line bitch. So you're like, I'm going to listen to the course, maybe on a podcast. I'll do the planner, probably not the worksheets. Probably just watch replays. Probably won't attend anything live. May or may not be in Facebook. Moderation mama, it's like, I got a little bit more time. I'm going to do a little bit more worksheet work. You might find me in Facebook a little bit more. Like, I'll be doing a little bit more stuff. And then we have the deep dive divas. So they are like, fire hose, bring it on. I want all of it. I want all of it. That was me when I first joined for about 2 weeks. And then I was like, oh, no, this is not for me. This is too much. So then I very, very, very quickly became a bottom line bitch. And I'm happy I'm there. I've had times where I've been a moderation mama. That's the thing. That changes too, depending on, you know, like we got school teachers. They're probably deep dive divas in the summer and bottom line bitches the rest of the year. Like, you know, it changes depending. You know, if you're on vacation for 2 weeks, you may be a bottom line bitch for 2 weeks. And then the rest of the time, you're a moderation mama. We just released a survey to the membership and we are learning so many things about y'all. There are like, I think at last time I looked at it, there's like 6% of the members are deep dive divas. The rest are moderation mamas and bottom line bitches. So when you went to Facebook and you're like, oh my God, everybody's doing everything. No, they're not. No, they're not. Only 6% of members are deep dive divas. Another fun fact, which we've already known this because of numbers and stuff. Only 10% of members attend live calls. 90% of No BS women listen to the video replays or the on the website, nobswomen.com, or they listen in the private member podcast, the live trading replays. Did you know that? So if you look at our calendar, you're like, oh my God, there's no way that I could ever go to all these calls. You and everybody else. You and everybody else. I went to, Corinne did Sunday coaching this past, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before. And I attended live while I was working. I was thinking, I don't know the last time I've attended a live call, unless I was doing it. Like, of course, I'm here live right now. But like, just to like attend another coach's live call, like, I've not done that. I'm like, because video replays and private member podcasts, you can double speed it. You can get through twice the content in half the time. Yeah, that's like, I want y'all to see that you get in here on this website and you find yourself in judgment that you're not doing all the things. I should look at all this. I'm not even using that. Oh my God. Do y'all have that same conversation when you log into Netflix? No. You'll be like, oh my God, there's 1,000. I can't watch but one today. Oh my God, this is the most terrible thing ever. You don't do that. You don't need to do that on the website either. I say this on all of these calls, all of them. Everything on this website is available to you, but it may not be for you. We have a maintenance course. It's available to you, but if you're not in maintenance or getting close to it, it may not be for you. We have a binge support group for people in our Facebook subgroups for women who identify as a binger. It's available to you, but it may not be for you. We have a subgroup for women who have had weight loss surgery. It's available. You can head on over there if you want to. But if you've not had weight loss surgery, that's not for you. So I really want you to think, like, everything on this website is yours. It is absolutely yours to listen to scroll through, to pick through, all that kind of stuff in a way that works for you. It's not going away. See, Netflix even takes shit away from you. You know, they retire shows. So, like, the No BS Weight Loss course is still there. Those bonus courses are still there. The video replays are going to be there. On our, Brenda said, where do you find the subgroups? On our membership website, nobswomen.com, on the menu, you will see Facebook and subgroups. And you just click on the, you click on Facebook, and then it'll tell you how to get to the main Facebook group, and then it will take you to the subgroups as well. Yeah. That's where you find everything you need is on that website. Everything. We also have an accountability process. So we will set you up with an accountability group or a partner. You get to decide, one person or more than one person. The only thing we ask is that you complete modules 1 and 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course. And then you go over there and you fill out a form. And within a couple of weeks, we will set you up with accountability. Right now, we'll tell you, we're getting caught up. We're running a little bit behind. Like I was talking about Kathy Hartman. has got cancer and she's out right now. Our accountability goddess has cancer as well. And she is actually getting treatment right now. The amazing coach Dina is stepping in and setting the groups up right now. And so just give us a little bit of grace. That's all we asking is a little bit of grace. And if you get impatient, just email support@pnptribe.com and Dina will give you an update on your group. Yes. Susie said, Danielle said, how big are the accountability groups? We try to keep them no more than four or five, if at all possible. If you live in a place like that, we try to keep you in the same time zone, same amount of weight to lose, same amount, same age group. I think else. Anyway, we try to keep you like that. So if there's one part of the country or one, like we don't have a ton of women from a certain like time zone, we may put six in there. You can also find your own accountability groups in Facebook or at events that we have. We've got in November, we've got Think It, Ink It, Shrink It Camp coming. And you may find women in those. They'll have their own Facebook groups that you join before you go to the event. Then if you go virtually, a lot of accountability groups are formed in the chat of those events. If you find an accountability group, maybe you join with your cousin or best friend and y'all want to just be an accountability group, you can also register your accountability group because we send out accountability newsletters every month. We have special accountability calls that you can get a hold of. So it's a great way to connect with other No BS women. We do our best to pair women together in accountability. Here's what I'm going to tell you though. It doesn't always work. So we will be sending you emails all along the way. Did you get connected? Are you having any trouble? Like you can click on it if you're having trouble or you're not connecting with your group and we will set you up with another group. But just because one group does not work does not mean no groups will work. I always use the Nordstrom. I love the shoe section over at the Nordstrom rack. I love it. And I wear a size 10. And I go to the size 10 section. And if I try on the first pair of size 10 shoes and they pinch just a little bit and like how they feel, I don't say, I guess they don't have any shoes for me. No, I just put that shoe back up on the shelf and then I get a different pair of shoes. That's how it works. That is exactly how it works. You just try them on. If they don't fit, let us know. We'll get you a better fitting pair of shoes. Okay, I had a couple Q&As. I'm going to answer them. Mandy says, can you give your best and nicest for new members, tough love, about just doing the things for the next 30 days? If I were you, if I was new here and I could go back and redo everything all over again, I honestly think I would focus on module one, the four basics for a month. I wouldn't move on to thoughts. I wouldn't do any of that other stuff. I would literally get a handle on the basics, try to create some habits. Collect a little bit of data. And then that's going to show you where you need to work, what thoughts you need to work on, what your urges look like. I would just be literally a data collector for a month. I would pick one basic one week and work on that. Pick another basic the next week and work on that. And here's what I want to say to you, all you new people, give me a thumbs up. If you do not have Am I Hungry on lock, identifying hunger, give me a reaction. Do not have it on lock. Like you're struggling with it. Okay. We're about to see some hands in a minute. How about give me a thumbs up if you do not have I had enough? Your enough signals on lock. You do not have them on. Look at the hands just are going, y'all. I knew that was coming the minute I asked that question. Y'all, look, it's in the chat. It's everywhere. All right. This is what I'm going to say about doable hunger. That is the one that takes the longest to start to recognize. Okay. That is normal. That is so normal. It is just starting to be aware and asking yourself and give yourself a chance to be wrong, for crying out loud. So this is a funny story. I haven't told this story in a long time, but when I first went OBS, enough was where I was struggling. Like I had figured out my hunger cues. I knew when I was hungry, I could figure that out. I was actually waiting too long for hunger. I'd be like starving by the time I would eat at first. Like now I recognize my more subtle cues, but anyway, anywho, enough. I was like, girl. So I was in this accountability group and I was like, I think enough is like the Bigfoot of no BS. Like I hear people talk about it. People say they have seen it. People have like taken pictures of their plate. Like they've seen it. They know what it looks like. And I was like, but I am still searching. I'm like in the woods, searching for Bigfoot, trying to find my enough. It was just so, it was, yeah, it was the Bigfoot of no BS. So, yeah, it just takes a while. And then you'll notice as you lose weight, it'll change a little bit too. Because you're going to be, there'll be less of you and you'll have to like recheck it all the time. I know, girl, I have lost 85 pounds. Someone asked in the chat, Helen, I don't know where am I before. I used to do private coaching. So it used to be on the private coaching page. I don't know where it is right now. I see, but you know what I'm giving a speech in Dallas in a couple of weeks. And I was just looking through some photographs. Like today, actually, because I'm going to have some in my PowerPoint presentation. And let me see if I can, I think I had one right here. But anyway, yeah, 85 pounds. It was, it took me about a year and a half, probably, to lose said 85 pounds. Oh, here, this is a good one. This is me. Can y'all see me? That's me. That's Coach MJ. Yep. I had dark hair. I had dark hair. That's not even as dark as my hair got. But yeah, so that was me before. So yeah, it's been a good journey. So how did we wear the white sweatshirts? I have an identical picture, yeah, for sure. All right. I'm going to tell you, we're going to try to shorten these calls coming up. Here's what I want to tell you. If you're in your first 30 days and you have got any questions about the website, how to find things. Oh, ask coaches. I do want to tell you about ask coaches. Under coaching on the membership website, nobswomen.com, there is a feature called ask coaches. That's where the coaches mainly live. They live over there. They're like little elves. We keep them locked up back there. And they sit around all day. Isn't this how it works, Lizzie? They just sit there all day long by their computer, just waiting for somebody to ask them a question. And when they do, they can answer directly from a coach. Yeah, just waiting. just sitting there, like just waiting on y'all. And then within 48 hours, you go back to the website, nobswomen.com. You click on Ask Coaches again, and you go to Recent Answers. And that is where it'll be posted because Ask Coaches is anonymous to the membership. So unless you put your name on it, ain't nobody going to know. And remember, like I said, our coaches are not only weight loss coaches, they're life coaches as well. And so you'll see questions in there about sex and relationships and kids and jobs and doable hunger and planning and all the things. You can really ask us anything. You can also post in Facebook and get a response from a coach or a community member. But I'm going to tell you, we are at the, you know, we have to bend the knee to Mark Zuckerberg. If he does not put it in our feed, we don't see it. But if you want your question answered by a coach, you have 100% chance of having it answered if you go to Ask Coaches. Coaches are in Facebook as well. But if you want to make sure, you're like, girl, this is my question, I want to make sure it's answered, ask coaches is the place to go. Renee, you have an amazing tan. I don't have an amazing tan. I don't. Mm-mm. I wish I could tan. This is my natural color. Anyway, I know I'm always jealous of people that have an amazing tan. If you go to Ask Coaches, your question will be answered. So here's what we hear about Ask. Here's the what I hear people say about Ask Coaches. I don't want to take somebody's space away. If their question is probably more important than mine, I just don't need to ask mine. That's some bull. The most important question in Ask Coaches is your question. And I can promise you there are a ton of No BS women who never write in to Ask Coaches, and they don't because they go over there every day and they read the answers and they get everything they need just from reading the answers. And your question that you're a holdout on may be the one question they need answered that they're too afraid to ask. So you go and ask your question. Here's another fun fact. You don't run out of Ask Coaches questions. So you're not going to get to the end of the month and click on Ask Coaches to ask a question and then get a big old, you've exceeded your limit of Ask Coaches questions. No, that's not how this works. You get as many questions answered as you need answered. The other thing we hear is, you know, the coaches are so busy. Here's the thing. If we get 10 questions and Ask Coaches or 100 questions, they all get answered within 48 hours. Period. It's the rule. It's the No BS rule. So it does not matter. We will get them answered. We have space on our calendar. We will get them answered. To find your answer, if you go back to Ask Coaches, when you open Ask Coaches, it says, ask a question, recent answers. Recent. R-E-C-E-N-T. You know what? My accent. Sorry about that. At least we're not talking about pens, you know, because it's a, you know, it's a pen, and then it's a pen, and then it's a pen. Recent. Yeah. Recent answers. So you just look for the title of your question and it will be right there. Oh, pen. We were talking about, a swag box for camp, or maybe it was for advanced certification or something. And I was like, we should just give them a pen. And they're like, we already have a pen in the box. I was like, no, they need a pen. And they're like, we already put a pen. I'm like, no, like a pen. Yeah. It was a long conversation because it sounds exactly the same. All right. Yeah, I was the bottleneck in that conversation for sure. I know. What accent, Rhonda? I know because you sound just like me, Rhonda Coughlin. All right. If you are a longtime member and are you able to participate in a transformation call? Those are only for new members. They're not necessarily like a deep dive coaching call. It's really to help you get set up for success, show you where everything is located, help you figure stuff out. Lizzie, put that link in the quick start to the new member call calendar in this call. And if you are 30 days in or less, I want you to click on that while we're on the call. And I want you to schedule your appointment if you've been here less than 30 days. But really it is just to get yourself set up for success. If you are really having a hard time, Ask Coaches is a great place to go and get your questions answered there. We are more than happy to help you over there. Terry says, I've lost 41 pounds since, I've lost 41 pounds since April, but my biggest struggle is evening snacking. I'm conscious. I don't need the food and I don't have hunger cues, but I cannot seem to stop myself from going to get that snack. Help. So good, Terry. We've been talking about level ups. You're in the right place. So what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to go from I'm snacking every night to I don't snack at all. What would it look like if for tonight you didn't grab that snack? Then you want to go get the snack and you're like, girl, you can have it tomorrow if you want it. If you want it, you have it tomorrow. But tonight has been declared no snack night. What if you just do it for one day? That could be your level up. Just do it for one day. Prove to yourself that you can. Plan something. The one day, though, that you're not going to snack does not need to be a day where you are like running from meeting to meeting. It needs to be a little bit more of a low-key day where you're not stressed. And then if you're like, if you really want to take it to the next level, hear everything that happens in your brain. Write it down. Make a note. Marco Polo your accountability group. Whatever you want to do to keep track of those thoughts that come up. Another thing too is a lot of times our brain loves to complete a habit loop. Like it just loves it, right? Like it loves a habit loop. So if you create the exact same set of circumstances and the same exact scenario every single night, the urge is definitely going to come. Change one thing. Get out of the eating chair. Wherever you sit to eat it, move over. Sit in a different chair. Make it easier on yourself. Because your brain is like, oh, we don't eat over here. We eat over there. So move your seat. That's another good way. We do have the planning for urges worksheet. Because every night, you have an urge to go get something to eat. Plan for it. Like plan for the urge to come if you don't want to give in to the urge. You don't want to eat over the urge. And then go back to module 3 of the No BS Weight Loss course and really dive into urges. Do some of those worksheets in there. If you know that's what you're struggling with, then, you know, do some urge work. We have an urges pathway if you're done with the No BS Weight Loss course. It says on the menu, finish No BS, what's next? Click there. And there's an actual urges pathway that you can go through. So if you're new, I want you to click that link that Lizzie just put in there and go ahead and schedule your appointment. It lives in Quick Hits under schedule your new member onboarding call. That link is always there and available to you. And like I said, in your onboarding emails, it's literally like the PS of several of them, the link is for you. And then I think you even get videos from me. Like, hey, it's Coach MJ, it's time to schedule your call. So make sure that you are checking your email. That comes from an app called Bonjuro, though. It does not come from us. Any other questions? I'm trying to get these calls a little bit shorter for folks so they can jump on. Yeah, Susie says going to bed earlier can help to disrupt the late night snacks because of course, you're going to feel hungry 3 to 4 hours after dinner. That is true. This is not your onboarding call, Melody. So this is a 30-day plan call. So currently, right now, we have about 150 women on this call. I cannot see them. I cannot hear them. The only way for us to communicate is through this right here. Also, in addition to this call where you get to spend time with me, we also have new member coaches. And new member coaches sit around all day, just like the Ask Coaches coaches. But instead, they keep their Zoom room open. And it's never more than 4 people. You are on camera, Brady Bunch style. So you'll be able to see everybody's on the call. But if you are camera shy and you don't want to be on camera, you can actually turn your video off and just talk. And that is the opportunity to ask your specific individual question. So I'm giving like an overview about overwhelm and like the best features of No BS. But like once you get in and you start planning and you're like, does this count as off plan? What counts as water? I'm a little bit confused. How can I remember to plan in the habit, use the habit tracker? Like all these other things, you have all these questions. You can ask your own very own specific questions. I'm so glad, Diane. We don't sit around all day, but we do think about you. That is the truth. That is the truth. We do think about you all day. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning thinking about y'all and all these amazing changes that I get. But you're also sorry. Corinne doesn't even know about some of them. You know what? That's what I'm learning. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. That's how I always worked my marriage. Now I'm going to work my job the same. I'm so excited for y'all. I'm so excited. We do have an event coming up. If you are new, You can check it out. You can go if you want to. You don't have to go. It's going to be all about paper thinking or journaling. So it's going to be think it, like whatever you're thinking. Then you ink it, you write it down, and then you shrink your ass. That's how it works. It is going to be an amazing event. Since I joined No BS back in the way back then, this is the first event that I am not going to be attending live. What? My daughter's getting married that weekend, the first day of camp. Mm-hmm. So, but go look at it. If you're like, I am not ready for that, then don't do it. It's not a requirement to lose all of your weight. Everything, you have everything you need to lose weight inside of No BS. But if you're interested in taking a deeper dive into journaling, creating a journaling habit, all that sort of stuff, then absolutely go. If you, like me, it's my daughter's wedding, so I'm not going to go live. But if you go in and get camp, it will be on the website. All the replays will live on the website with you for the rest of your time in No BS. They did check with me. I told them I had an issue. They didn't care. Well, seriously, Corinne, like, really had it on her heart. We did not plan this event, whatever. She said, what availability do you have left on the calendar that we could have an event and get the space? And it was that weekend. That was the only option. So I know. I'm sad. I've not missed an event. Yeah. All right. Any questions? Questions. I'm right here. Lizzie's right there. She's just answering all the questions. Anything you need. The wedding will be wonderful. Oh, Michelle bought a virtual to do it afterwards. Her friend's getting married that weekend as well. And she's going to be in the wedding. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll be at the next camp, Jean. Transformation call is no more than 4 people. So it's a 25-minute call. You just hop on, ask your questions. Like I said, you can leave your video off if you don't want to be seen. You just want to have your audio on. Totally, you can do that. Totally do that. If you go to Camp Live, do you also get all the replays? Yes, you do. Absolutely, you do. And this time, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to change up. We always are trying to up-level our virtual experience. Like, how can we make virtual as good as going in person? I mean, in person, I'm going to tell you, seeing Corinne live on stage, getting to meet all the coaches and all the people you just, you know, see in Facebook land is amazing. So much fun. But I know a lot of you don't want to travel, can't travel for whatever reason. So this time, in person is going to have their own Facebook group and virtual is going to have their own Facebook group. And our virtual camp queen, Missy Shea, who has done tons of virtual camps. This last camp, she and somebody else even organized like a get together. So they did it virtually, but in person together. So they rented an Airbnb. They got matching t-shirts. They did all this other stuff. So we are coming up with a plan. She just talked to me about it today about how to take virtual campers and help you find people that live near you. So that if you want to get together and do it virtually, together in person and meet other No BS women, how we can help that happen for you. So we're going to make it really easy, give you checklists about how to get it all set up. We've got a way that we're going to help you identify people in your area. And then Missy will be working with y'all to help you figure out what you need in order to get a in-person virtual camp experience together. So I think that's going to be that's going to be a lot of fun. We've never offered a way to like help groups kind of form and meet up and get together and stuff in person for virtual camp. So this is, you know, it's going to be all new to us, but we're going to make it work. And Missy been working on it for a little bit. And so we're excited about offering that for y'all this time. Yes, I know. Thank you. Helen says, is there a map feature that shows us who is close to us? No, there is not. But I can't say, but just wait, you know, just wait. I can't talk about things. Y'all know I get on these calls and I get excited. Y'all get me all riled up. And then I just say stuff about what's coming And I'm not going to let y'all do that to me this time. I'm just not, because y'all are evil people and you do that all the time. You get me riled up. Y'all get me riled up all the time. And then I get all excited. Not today. Not today. But I do have a call in 30 minutes about an amazing new feature that we're going to give. But I can't talk about that either. I can't talk about it. I can't spill any secrets today. There's a lot in the planning stages that I can't quite talk about yet. It's hard because I want to tell y'all everything that's coming and I can't do it. But it's don't wait. Just wait. It's coming. All right. I know. Keep talking. I know. I am the Wizard of Oz. Oh, y'all don't even know. I'm going to tell you something. It's about to be on. I know. Because, you know, now I'm in charge of the whole inside of the membership. So now, we're moving pretty quickly with things. So I'm over. Did y'all know that? I'm the, that's why I don't know my title is. So now, from the time an OBS woman joins until she leaves, she's under my umbrella. Like Rihanna. I'm the Rihanna of, that's my new title. Under my umbrella. I'm the Rihanna of no BS. That's my new title. I love that. From henceforth and evermore, y'all can call me Rihanna. No, I don't think that's good, but it's good. I know Coach Lizzie, an umbrella. All right, y'all. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you are new, schedule that call. If you're new, also go to Ask Coaches. If you've been here for longer than 5 minutes, go on over to Ask Coaches. Sign up for accountability, all the things. What is the easiest, fastest way to restart doing all the things? Look, no wonder you don't want to do it. It sounds hard. All the things. What is one thing that sounds easy to do? Go all in on that for a week. And if your brain says that's not good enough, that's the exact thing you need to pick. Yeah, all the things. Girl. Yeah. You don't have to do it all. Do one. One is better than none. All right, y'all. We'll see you later. Have a good day.